Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Today's broadcast. I'm going to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Lenny Williams. Thank you so much for joining us. And make sure family to purchase his new single. She said, oh, yes, Lord. But as we transcend to the smoother side of music, my goodness, she had me. Hello. From Safe and Sound to Long and Lonely Hours. Her first album in 8 years, long overdue, the incredible Aaliyah Adams with her new album, Third Set. On behalf of myself, of course, the humble Teddy Bear and The Zone, it is my pleasure, no, my honor to welcome back to LOTO Radio the incredible, captivating Aaliyah Adams. My queen, how have you been doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you? Thank you so much for that kind introduction.
Oh, we have missed you so much. Yes, Lord.
Well, thank you very much.
We've been waiting a long time. The last time I had you here, you left us with two slices of cheesecake, of course, but Long and Lonely Hours is Safe and Sound. And all of a sudden, here you are, the freedom, liberated, Third Set, new album in 8 years. The album is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun doing it. It's just some great magical moments on there with my band, with John Pena on bass, James Hara on guitar, my husband John Kishon on drums, and we just had a magical time in the studio. Is something that I wanted to give my fans who've waited for those 8 years something that they could take home, you know. and it's sort of done in a I'll say it's almost, well, part of it is live, but what we tried to do, we had tried to do a live album, but it's one of those situations where every single time we recorded something, it was a good performance, but there was a buzz. Or it was a great performance, but the keys were all messed up and out of pitch. There was always something. So I said, well, you know, if we're going to do this live, then let's just go into a studio where we can control what happens. And it's just amazing how the spirit of the people were still inside of us, and the songs just, you know, you feel free to create, and it was just, so I'm very pleased with it.
You know, one of the key things that I've always loved and admired about you is that you've always been a people pleaser, almost to a detriment. And for the first time to hear those words, I'm at a point in my life, I don't need anyone's permission to do the things I want to do musically. And a lot of people that are familiar with your music are so used to hearing Aaliyah Adams as far as The Quiet Storm, jazz, and a lot of people that don't take a look at your history, blues music was very influential in your life. When I sat up here and I listened to one of my favorite songs on this entire album, my goodness, Do I Love You? I said, what she touched by the late, great Johnny Taylor. Lord have mercy. You
Let me ask you, were you moved?
Yes, Lord.
Well, you know something. The blues has, you know, when I used to perform in clubs years ago, and it's the same thing today. There are two styles of music that when nothing else works, one or the other works, and that's gospel music and blues. No matter what's going on, no matter who's in the audience, one of the two works, gospel music or blues, and they both come from the same place. They have to come from a personal experience. You have to be all in, totally invested. And both of them make you want to wave your hand. And sometimes they both sound alike. You know, when those guys used to, I'm talking about the real blues singers.
Yeah.
When those authentic blues singers used to sing, you couldn't tell in the bar if you were in the bar or if you were in the church, because people were reacting the same. They were screaming and hollering, waving their hands, yelling and standing up. And people around them would wonder if they're crazy. It's the same reaction.
I mean, I have listened to the entire album, I say roughly about four times, and it always leads me back to that particular track. Because, I mean, as far as not just the production, but one thing that sets you apart from so many different vocalists is that you've always had the ability to bring the mere interpretations as far as feelings and emotions. You've always been able to make it resonate through your music. And this one right here, I feel like I was in Mississippi in some
Georgia
listening.
See, you get it.
Yes, Lord.
I noticed you didn't say L.A. or...
No, Mississippi.
You went all the way there. You said Mississippi.
Mississippi. I was in the middle of the crossroads, Alita. I'm telling you, I was sitting there. I was contemplating some things. I said, "Whoa, okay, baby, I need to get another. Let me get another drink." I said, "Just to kind of calm my nerves."
That's what I always tell my audience. I say, you know, when we get ready, we start the intro to that song sometimes, and the people are still sitting up contemplating the previous song, you know. But when this one starts, you know, your whole body language changes.
Oh, my goodness.
And they start leaning to one side. You gotta pick up a glass of yak or something.
It's one of those songs you say, you know what, maybe I need to go find a Rubik's Cube, sit in the corner, and kind of contemplate life a little.
For real. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people sitting there listening to that song saying, yeah, let me think about this. When was the last time I was moved?
I said, wow. The vocals, the production, just the overall production is incredible. What was your thought process when you stepped back in the studio to work on that set?
You know what we did is that all of that song is live. We just performed it. That's it. What you heard on that record is we sat down and played it. That's it.
Incredible.
That was not an overdub. We just played it. See, that's what music's about. You know, if it's a good song and if you know how to perform, if your throat is not sore, if if your fingers are fine, you know, you go with it. You go deep inside yourself, and it's just honest. That's all. It's authentic because it's honest. And those of us who have lived a while can sing the blues, you know. People who are still wet behind the ears cannot sing the blues.
Lord have mercy, but we're both over 21 right now, so I
barely. I should say a few times I am.
My goodness, it's like,
you know, and that's exactly why you do it. You know, you're able to sing the blues, and it's, you know, isn't that funny that it has a strange feeling because the blues makes you sing the blues because you feel bad. You sing the blues because you feel good. It's reaching the absolute depths of emotions. It's what makes us human. It's what makes us so special. And I love that. You know, that's what I love about gospel music too. I love. All, of course, you know me. I like to sing songs that make you cry or scream or something. and it was just a pleasure. So doing a record in this particular way, where we already felt comfortable with the music, and you go, and I actually, you know, I started thinking maybe this is the way to record. I sure enjoyed it a lot more than the other ones where you're sitting there and trying to hatch something out and do it over and over and over again and perfect it. Any imperfections I have, we left in it and said, this is real, this is what it is, let's go.
I remember two important things that you told me in the last time I had you on the show. You said, anyone can sing a song, but the key element of being a great artist is being able to believe in what you're singing. Because if the listeners don't believe, it's nothing. When you go in, because you've always had the ability to show the imperfection, but also the perfection of music and being able to relate to the listeners, you've never shown any fear of showing such a strong sense of vulnerability. When you step into something like this, third set, the new album, to me, this is one, if not one of the best albums that you have ever done, because it is 100% pure Aaliyah Adams, uncaged, uncompromised, just free to do you. As you said, there's no contrived situation.
Right.
Everything is just naturally organic. How important is it for you at this particular stage of your career that the things that you do musically come naturally organic to you?
Yeah, you know what? That's real important. Yeah, a funny thing when you get to be in another couple of months, I'll be 64 years old, and it just feels so great. You know, when they say youth is wasted on the young, I think we ought to get younger as we get older. And what I'm saying is just to have the energy, because we really know how to use it then. And I have so much joy inside and freedom. I respond to things differently now. And we also see how important every moment of life is, and living in the present is so important, and you want to sit there because it feels at this point in your life where everything is really sped up. I mean, I cannot believe that we are in mid-February already, and I felt like it was just yesterday I put up my tree. And, you know, I told my husband, I said, well, maybe I should just leave it up because it's going to be December in a minute. But, you know, all of a sudden breathing just feels good and moving. And even when you feel aches and pains, you go, oh, I know I'm alive.
Yes, Lord.
But the depths of it, I think about are sitting and just, we sit and we look at each other and oh my gosh, everything is so important today because you value life. You know how to value life. I've had enough great moments in my life that I'm not desperate anymore. I want to just enjoy wherever I am today. And I want to, the thing I want to do, which seems so important to me, is helping the next person I see feel better about being alive. That's what's so important to me. Is anybody that I see, I want them to feel good about being alive. You can tell if you have that spark or not by how people respond to you when they don't know you. I just got back from the Netherlands a couple of days ago, and I felt like the flight attendants didn't leave me alone. They kept coming by complimenting me. Oh, your voice is so nice. You could be in radio. They had no idea who I was, you know. And I sat there and I said, well, and they said, and then they came and thanked me and said, thank you for being so nice. You know, if people don't know you and they say things like that, that's my whole thing in life, getting little notes from people or little things from people that said, you made them feel good about being alive. That's what I want to do with my music. I want to say, you know, we're both human. We are both terminal. We have a terminal illness. It means we're born and then we're sure we're going to die.
Absolutely.
So everything is important today. And the only difference is the young people don't realize that. But the older people are getting closer to it every single day. And so do something about it. How am I going to contribute to this world? How am I going to contribute to my neighbor, to my family, to my friends? And that's what this music means to me. It's just, how can I really, genuinely help people to feel good about themselves? And you know, when you feel bad, before you want to feel better, you just want to complain. I want to feel as bad as I can. That's what the blues is for. Help you feel as bad as you can before you feel better. Because we want to sit there and meditate on it a little while and wallow in it. And then you go, and that's what I used to tell my sister when she was alive. She'd call complaining, and I said, okay, let's sit here for about 10 minutes and you can feel as bad as you want, and then after that you got to get out of it. And that's kind of what we all have to do. That's what it means when I see those faces in that audience, you know. Let's go on the merry-go-round. Let's go up and down. Let's help each other feel good about living right now. Right now in the present, there's a lot of stuff going on. You say you're scared and nervous about life, the way things are in America. Let's think about that, blowing in the wind. You know, who has the answer? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Because we think we do, but we just can't get everybody to agree on what's going to bring the answer.
It's true. That's very true.
You know, and that part ain't going to change because everybody's going to have their own opinion. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, that was the phrase that I coined about you, I said, you know what, no matter what's going on, you always have the ability, like Linus's blanket, to make us safe and sound. Lord have mercy. And it's definitely a beautiful thing. Family, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredible Olita Adams as we get into the new album, Third Set, the teddy bear's favorite on this album, of course. Do I move ya? Here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Do I move you? Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Tell the truth now.
new numbered set with one of the many fantastic songs, 10-track kaleidoscope of music, of course. Do I move ya? Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, I feel like getting my fedora, putting on my three-quarter length suit, maybe having a couple of drinks a little bit. I feel really at home.
Great. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, my goodness. The title of the album, Third Set, why that name? What does it mean?
When I was playing in the clubs in Kansas City and many other ones as well, I used to do 3 one-hour shows a night, 6 nights a week, sometimes 50 weeks out of the year. That was a lot.
Yes.
So I played in a lot of hotel clubs, so you never knew who was coming in until the weekend. You know, you had all sorts of people there. So the first two sets, you basically do for the people. But it's not as fulfilling after a while unless you get to do what you want to do. But you feel really drawn to try to please that audience for the first two sets. The third set was ours. And we got a chance to do whatever we wanted to do. We figured if anybody else, if the people were still there by the third set, they really wanted to be there. So they got a chance to experience a lot of creativity from the band, and we played whatever we felt like, and that's what this album is. It's playing what I feel like, and what the band feels like, and I think the guys did just such a great job of this.
You know what, I may be wrong, won't be the first, definitely will not be the last, but the vibe I get is like when you said something out, basically it can be somewhat tedious when you don't have that kind of level of freedom to do what you want to do. Almost like a relationship, almost.
Mm-hmm.
A relationship
right.
can become very stagnant if you don't cultivate the level of freedom that each other has and respect it. You maintain that balance. How have you been able to maintain such a balance with the traveling, also having you being married? How have you been able to do that for, I mean, a lot of years? You've been successfully doing, keeping that balance. How have you been able to maintain it?
Well, you know, my husband and I made up our minds a long time ago that if we were going to go this route and stay in music, we would do so together. And his success is mine, and my success is his. And even when he does not play drums for me, if I'm working with someone else at the time, like an orchestra or in another show, he still goes with me to help me out in a lot of ways. And also, our lives are wrapped around each other. We don't have children, and we respect each other, and we're also friends. We have a lot in common. We love just hanging out. We love, he's a great guy at celebrating life, you know, like he'll say, you know, well, it's Thursday, it's going to be a special day, and he'll cook up something real special, or he makes a big deal out of Valentine's Day. He makes a big deal out of any day, and that's what keeps us going. And then we love music, but He has a slightly different traditional take on it than I do. So the fact that we're not exactly the same actually works great for us, because he'll add a different little spice to the music. But we started together in the clubs, and so he knows exactly what's expected, what I want to hear. And as you hear on that song, for example, Holding It Down, I know a lot of players who would have taken that song, but as the song got more and more exciting, they would have sped it up. That bothered me, because you're messing with what we call the pocket. I don't want the groove to change. I want it to stay right there. I don't want you to speed up. Let the guitar player do what he wants to do. Let me shout all over the keys, but don't change anything. Just leave it right there. what it does is build up all of the excitement inside, and it gives everybody room. It gives the song room to really breathe and to just get inside your whole being, your core, your even the core of your entire body. So we understand that, we agree on that, and we have now the opportunity to work with these two guys that we simply adore, and they understand our perspective of songs. It's like we're to accompany each other. It's not meant to get in the way, and then everybody has their own special spot to shine. When you work with musicians who understand that and you have a chemistry that is really good together, you can produce a lot of great music, and then we like each other as people also. You know, it's just, it's nice to like someone. I know a lot of people who are, you know, married, who they love each other. They don't necessarily like each other. but I like him, and he likes me, and I love my players and like them, and that's a great place to from which to start and then grow. And you know, it just makes making music really wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates through the entire project. I remember you said something to me once that actually really stuck with me. You said one of the downsides as far as being in the industry, being signed to a major label, is that they want everything contrived and they want to take away the most essential part of who you are, not allowing you to be yourself. That expression is for, like you said, the core of who you are as an artist. A complete stranger comes to your show and has an opportunity to interview and they say, okay, what is the core of Elite Adams? What makes Elite Adams as far as an artist and as a person?
Well, I think it has to go all the way back to my beginnings. You know, it has a lot to do with culture, the culture that I grew up in. So I'm sure that my church upbringing had a lot to do with it. I'm very much wrapped up in Christianity, for one thing. I'm a child of God, and I know I'm one of those persons who feels like it would be very hard for me to live in this life without it. I enjoy it. I like it. I'm still working on it. I'm a work in progress. I have still a lot to learn. I have my doubts. I have my great moments. But I love the spiritual connection between people. And that's something that I can't get around. At one point in my life, I did not think I had that, but people still felt that. And I feel like my purpose for being on this earth was obvious. It's meant for me to sing and make music and to, as I probably said to you before, to soothe the beast in man.
Right.
I feel kind of like David. You know what I mean? That's really my purpose in life. It was not to be a mother. And to help me to maintain that, God gave me a man who makes me laugh, who helps me not take myself so seriously, because I am a thinker. I think a lot, and it's hard to get out of that. It's taken me this long to try to lighten up and enjoy just being, you know? You know what I mean?
I remember that. I remember you said the biggest thing that I had, Teddy Bear, is that I analyze everything, sometimes two and three times. Over. How did you get to a point in your life where you say, you know what, it's okay to let it go? Just accept things or certain things for what it is and just naturally just go with the progress or the process of life.
I think experience helps you to get through that, because you realize after a certain period of time, it ain't going to make no difference one way or the other anyway. It's going to be what it is, you know. It's like, I had friends walk around for years saying, well, it is what it is, you know. And you try to protect yourself from the hurt is what you're trying to do. That's why you're trying to overanalyze. You're trying to say, how can I make this in a way that I'll come away feeling great about it? Well, no matter how you really try to plan things, sometimes there are so many other variables that makes your planning completely, you know, a bust. So that what you do is say, hey, okay, I did my part, and you go on, and you can learn from the experience and figure out what's important in your life. And I guess now that I'm at this part of existence, you're open to the surprises, the serendipity that happens maybe around the next corner, you know, and you're open to it, but you're not clinging to it. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, fine. It's that whole thing of desire that keeps letting you down, when you desire so fiercely that you can't enjoy where you are at the moment. I've learned how to instead maybe dial that down, you know. Although having said that, when I said to God years ago I want to sing, I did not say to what size audience,
right,
you know.
Right.
I never said that. I remember driving to work here in Kansas City to that hotel I talked about and saying, Lord, I just want a gig. I just want to keep working. That's what I want. I just want to keep working. If it's not going to happen for me, that's fine. But I want to be able to have a job, you know? So,
absolutely.
And he's just been great. And that's what I've got, you know? And all kinds of jobs, you know? So you sing to, the other day I sang to 30,000 people in, you know, 10,000 for three shows. And then the 2 days before that, or 3 days before I flew off to the Netherlands, I sang to just a handful of people. And you learn how to enjoy as much for that handful of people, singing for them, as you do for the 30,000. So, and that's who I am. I was just, I like keeping my feet on the ground so that I don't have too far to fall.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to create an image that I can't live up to. I am not going to be anybody's goddess. That's not what I'm going to be. I'm going to be Olita. That's it. No more, no less. You know? And that's good enough for me. And I think it's pretty good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Family, remember, the new album is available as we speak. Third set on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And also, to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by Alita's official website. Of course, that is Olita Adams, AlitaAdams.com. Also on Facebook, the official Olita Adams, and on Twitter.com/RealOlitaAdams. My queen, it has definitely been an honor to have you back on the show. Hopefully soon you will make your way down here to Texas and perform, or at least come visit the teddy bear in the studio. We would love to have you.
Oh my goodness, that would be so dangerous. Teddy bear, we'll be talking all day.
That's all right.
I want you to keep your job. We'll get off and be playing that blues song over and over. Oh, thank you so much. It's so generous of you to have me on the show, and I always have a great time. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. We have been waiting. I've been patient, and they say patience is a virtue. Great things come to those who wait. And one of the things that really left an indelible imprint on me, something that you said, you know what, as far as life is concerned, and it takes me back to a song that Al Green did called I Think It's Funny How Time Just Slips Away.
And, oh, yeah.
And we just recently lost Al Jarreau. And I want to ask you before we go, is that at the end of the day, what does Aaliyah Adams want to be remembered for? What is it that you want the people out there to remember you?
I think most of all, as I said before, that I hope that when they play the music, that they find strength in it, that it helps them get through whatever it is they're going through. Everybody has their own song.
Right.
And they're all different kinds of songs, and that's what I would like. I'd like them to invest in whatever will lift their spirits or soothe them in difficult times, and whatever will help them to be better people, whatever will inspire the love in them and the strength to keep going. That's all that I really want, is for the music to bring out the best in them.
Well, you have done a magnificent job in doing that. Much continued success, my queen, and safe and peaceful journeys to you and also your wonderful husband, okay? Look forward to having you down here very soon.
Thank you so much. I wish you all the best. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. The legendary and the captivating Aaliyah Adams here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Again, family, remember the new album, Third Set, available as we speak. And to get all the latest updates, the comings and goings of the captivating Aaliyah Adams, make sure that you stop by her website, official website, at www.aaliyahadams.com. And while I got you here, safe and sound, my finest blanket, let's get into some more new music from Aaliyah Adams from her new album, Third Set, with Wilted Roses, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I'm putting out a call to all my children who won't call by my name. My love is deep, but your hearts are shining and like children that still play in games. You call me to me.